Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, and you can also find us on our website for our ministry, True Thought Ministry. And I'm joined with our senior spiritual leader, Reverend Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Of course.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 342, and before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me. I thank you, Father, for your plan to save me from the hell I made. It is not real. And you have given me the means to prove its unreality to me. The key is in my hand, and I have reached the door beyond which lies the end of dreams. I stand before the gate of heaven, wondering if I should enter in and be at home. Let me not wait again today. Let me forgive all things and let creation be as you would have it be and as it is. Let me remember that I am your child, and opening the door at last, forget illusions in the blazing light of truth as memory of you returns to me.
Brother, forgive me now. I come to you to take you home with me. And as we go, the world goes with us on the way to God. I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we discuss this lesson just a little bit. In the last two sentences in this lesson, when I read this, you know, I recognize this is really Jesus talking to me. This is Jesus talking to you. He's saying, brother, forgive me now. See, and people, and I used to sometimes raise that up in conversation with course students and say, okay, would you be willing to forgive Jesus? You know, are you willing to forgive Jesus? And of course, the reaction is almost always the same by people who haven't considered that before. But what do you mean, forgive Jesus? Why would I not forgive Jesus? Well, see, if you see that Jesus is separate from anyone else and you've judged anyone else, then you're really not forgiving Jesus. I mean, he's really removing from two-ness or duality, semi-non-duality, non-duality, ultimately to pure non-duality, which is oneness, God is, which means you are God. We are all one in God. And the key that we hold in our hands now, my brothers and sisters, is this idea of correct perception that comes through the act of being joined with Spirit and blessing the world with forgiveness, seen through the eyes of the perfect mind of God. The vision of Christ has been called. It's also referred to as the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Course tells us that's nothing more than your right mind. And so all these things, these pieces kind of come together as we are in these last days of this last month of A Course in Miracles. We see that we're pretty much hemmed in here to the idea and the truth, which is beyond ideas, of what God is and what we are in our relationship to this beautiful love, this beautiful vibration, this beautiful thing, this creative force called love. So this lesson and all the ones that'll be following us are focused on the miracle itself, truly, because the miracle is this amazing key that turns the lock. And the key is in our hand and the key is in the door, but we still have to turn the key. We still have to join with Spirit. And we have to be humble enough and willing to set our thinking aside and listen to the thoughts of truth and listen to the thoughts of love that come forth for us when we clear our mind of misperception and our own thinking. I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me.
And so if you're wondering if you should enter in and be at home, I say go for it. Yeah. I say hell yes, because this starts out with your plan to save me from the hell I made. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of retrospection or you know, review of my life to see that I have certainly made some pretty hellish moments of it. And and that without this teaching, all of it really is illusion. All of it really is unsatisfying. All of it really is a game, a very unsatisfying game at some point. And so, you know, my sitting outside that gate and wondering if I should enter in and be at home, let me not wait again today, is such a wonderful reminder that in any moment, in any day, any decision, that we can take that key, turn it, and enter home and be at home and leave illusions behind and see the blazing light of truth as the memory of God, as the memory of ourself returns to each of us. I have had this experience in the last many months, and even on this day, of practicing forgiveness, practicing it when it just seems so unreasonable and so untenable and so unjustified. And I have to say that every time I persist, it is an amazing experience. It is the walking through the door into heaven, leaving an illusion behind and blazing light of truth in my memory of myself, my memory of my brother and sister, my memory of God then returns to me. And that is a blissful moment. It is worth it. It is worth sacrificing the fear that I have of connect it with pride, connect it with being right, all those crazy things. It is such a worthy price to pay. And I guess I'm just not sure I'm being very clear, because I feel this lesson in this moment, and I believe it to be true because I've experienced it. And that there's a conviction and a certainty. And what I can say for myself is that persistence and to keep doing it. Because in my case, I've had to revisit the same areas of forgiveness multiple times. And I can get upset about that, but it just gives me another opportunity at a deeper level from a different vantage point to demonstrate my commitment to awakening and to remember. That's the only reason I made up this game. That's the only reason I did that, was for this, so that my memory will return to me again, that the illusion will fade away, that I can forgive and do forgive my brother, which is forgiving myself, so that I may go on, that we may go on our way to God. This is definitely a we program.
Absolutely.
So I let forgiveness rest upon all things. All things, which means myself.
Yes, indeed.
And for thus forgiveness will be given me.
Yeah.
That's the grace of what the miracle is. That in that grace, it contains, miracles contain a gift of grace, for it is given and received as one.
Yep. Indeed. It's the miracle. You know, every act of forgiveness is an experience of miracle. What a blessing. It's really simple, you know, and seems complicated, but it's not. It's letting go of our thoughts, meaning that we've put onto whatever, and seeing beyond it through the joining with Spirit, we see with a new clarity, with new eyes, really.
And what was meant to curse has come to bless.
Yep.
What I believe came to curse me has come to bless, because it's been this opportunity to do just this, that each lily of forgiveness offers all the world a silent miracle. Perception stands corrected in his sight.
Yep. And what was appeared to curse us actually then becomes the blessing, because we see that it was the gateway to awakening.
And we have the key.
We have the key in our hand. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We hold the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it springs from the heart.
So quit wondering if you're going to enter, and just decide you're going to enter and be at home. Be at home.
Yeah, I just got a vision of, it's like, like in the lesson, you know, yesterday, Jesus said, brother, forgive me, you know, and I just got a vision of, you know, a hand with the key in it, in the door, and then us reaching and grabbing that hand and turning the key with it.
Oh, nice.
Because we can't do it alone.
Yeah.
So Jesus is holding the key. The truth is the key, and he's holding the key out to us, and we join his hand. We join with that truth and with that key, and we turn the key together, and the door opens.
We're at home together.
Right. Because now we're seeing through the vision of Christ. So you're exactly right. It's not a, we cannot do this alone, and we can't exclude ourselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't forgive the world and not forgive ourselves, because we haven't forgiven the world until we do forgive ourselves.
Gosh darn it.
Damn it.
Tried that. Been trying it. Doesn't work.
Yeah, they, of course.
But the insanity is I keep trying.
Yes. And but we can't do it by ourselves. So let's reach out and hold the hand of Jesus and the hand of love. And we say, so it is. I surrender.
I surrender.
My fear. I surrender my blame. I surrender my shame, I surrender my thinking self, and I give it over to the Holy Spirit.
Take all of me.
And I take the hand of my guides, my family, my beloved, and my brother Jesus, and we turn the key together. And so it is.
And here we are at home.
And we are home.
Yeah.
Where we never left.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for hanging out with us, Mighty Companion. We love you. I love you, baby.
I love you.
Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to me.